It's a Wednesday. That means we ask the question, who is that girl? Yeah, trailblazing, owning her life and inspiring others as she does so. We do this every Wednesday where we sit down with remarkable women, just pushing the boundaries, being themselves and loving what they do. Today we have an incredible lady. Her name is Zanele Luvuno and her story is incredible. A true force of nature. She is a CEO, entrepreneur, a speaker, author, and has been unlocking potential across this beautiful continent of ours for over 20 years. Now, from boardrooms to billion-dollar deals and all of that, she's helped shape industries across the continent from Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, and of course right here in Mzansi. She's also authored Elevate and Beyond Limits, which is a book I have in my hands. It's a latest edition, and she's all about empowerment. She's all about empowering you, and she's now come up with a help book that can help you do this every single day. Zanele, welcome.
How's it, Carol?
How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Your story is amazing. I know that I met you 3 years ago at a KZN Top Businesswoman event.
Yes.
And I was in awe of your storytelling. I was in awe of your story, who you are, your passion for where you come from and how it's shaped who you are today. For someone who doesn't know your story, you're a KZN girl. Talk to us.
I am a KZN girl. I was born and raised in KwaZulu-Natal. I come from an interesting family where I believe that, you know, I had a father who was able to do things that people said you would not be able to do during apartheid. Mm-hmm. Him and Dr. Mjali went on to be the first black surgeons in South Africa. He did groundbreaking work in the field of medicine, and in a time where it was unheard of for a black man to be able to do those things, and not just locally groundbreaking but sort of internationally. And he always taught me that you can just do anything and be anything. So I, growing up, I kind of never, it never occurred to me that you can't, you know, have what you want or be what you want or do what you want. Sometimes it works out really, really well. And sometimes I still get the thing, but you know, it's not everything that you want that is really good for you.
Right.
But I think, you know, you learn through those experiences. Where I've done transactions that people said I would never be able to do. I didn't have the skill set. I'm not an investment banker. I didn't have the balance sheets, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But I just was like, I've been told you can do anything you want, and I would just forge ahead. So yeah, that's me and that's my story.
I love it. I love it. So you have this new book out called Beyond Limits. It's a career goal workbook. I absolutely love this book. Because I think every day you take on a day, you can open a page and work on
yourself,
the day.
Yeah.
And say, have I lived to my true potential today? Have I done what I needed to do today?
Yeah.
And ask yourself those questions. I mean, I'm looking at some of the contents, right? You've got reflection on the past year. You got self-discovery and values.
Yeah.
You got clarifying career goals, creating an action plan, and so forth.
Yeah.
And tell us why you wrote this book. This is a very interesting one.
So the World Economic Forum says that by their jobs report of 2025 has corroborated why I actually wrote this book. It took me about 18 months to write this. And when the jobs report came out, it corroborated my thinking. And that is that by 2030, which is only 5 years from now, 39% of the skills we have will be obsolete.
Wow.
Okay. So that means, right, you are either going to be out of a job, or you're going to adapt, right, to the skills that they sell, the skills we're going to need, right?
That's now. 2030 is now.
2030 is now.
It's
right?
5 years.
Yeah, it's 5 years. 5 years is around the corner. And so for me, the big thing is I noticed that some of the skills they spoke about, right, that they said would be relevant were more of your softer skills. You know, they spoke about agility, communication, and all of that kind of stuff. And I've always said that those are your special gifts. I believe that we all come down to earth and we all have special gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yours are, I would assume yours would be communication.
Right.
Right. And And you've been able to identify that as your gift. You've been able to package it, mm-hmm. and you've been able to leverage it, make a career out of it, and monetize it. Mm-hmm. I know they say we're going to own nothing and be happy. I don't believe in all that stuff. I think we need human connection. I think we need purpose. It builds community.
Beyond Limits, which is your book, it's available where? Where do we get our hands on this beautiful book?
You can go to my website, www.zaneleluvuno.com, and under books, it is right there. So it will be Beyond Limits and you can purchase it. And what we've done with the book is trying to make it accessible and affordable. So for those who are like, well, we can't afford what the corporates pay, yeah. right? And it is. Corporates have got the budgets to do these kind of things, right? We've said, okay, I think the book is just under $30, mm-hmm. right?
Which is what in rand?
Which is probably about 500-600 rand, okay. maybe something like that.
Right.
And you're taking 20 years worth of talent IP that sits in my head around how to help elevate and leverage your career, which I have done. I have placed executives into listed companies. I give them advice. I tell them what to do. I tell them how to get there, right? You're taking all that knowledge, right? Mm. And you'll be able to apply it for yourself in your own time, at your own pace, right? And I think that's incredibly important, that we also need to be accessible, right?
Right.
It can't just be, you know, corporates with budgets that can afford.
You mentioned that if, for example, myself, Buhle, and Rory, and maybe five other people buy the book, we can get you, maybe invite you over
100%.
To come and unpack some things
unpack
in group sessions.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm very happy to do this. Like I said, a big part of why I'm doing this is to give back, is service, to make myself accessible. So sometimes I do radio shows like this and then I get inundated and I can't respond to hundreds of people. Mm. But when you make the information available and they can get themselves into groups, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to facilitate. We do that kind of thing with corporates. They will say, look, the self-sabotage section, can you help us work through that?
Right.
Or, you know, a section on strategic planning around my career or how to leverage my networks.
Where do we find you?
So you can find me at zaneleluvuno.com, mm-hmm. or you can go to my Instagram. I am @careertransitioncoach, and that is probably the most active page that I have, @careertransitioncoach.
Gotcha.
I think it's the same handle on all social medias, including Facebook. But if you go to @careertransitioncoach, you'll definitely find me, or you go to www.zaneleluvuno.com.
And lastly, I always ask my guests your words of inspiration to us listening right now.
Self-development is your responsibility. I cannot stress that enough. I have been working on people's careers for over 2 decades, mm-hmm. right? And I know what happens on the candidate side when you're looking for a job. I know what happens on the client side when they're looking to hire people. I know what they're looking for, mm-hmm. right? You have a responsibility to do what you need to do to achieve what you want to achieve for your life. And I really would urge people to not wait for life to happen to them, right? But be intentional. Like, just decide right now, today, I'm taking charge of myself. Mm. I'm taking charge of my career. I'm taking charge of my life, mm. right? Because we've all got ideas in our head about what we want to do, but we don't have a structure, right? That is
where
holding.
To start.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't know where to start, what to do next, what to do next, what mm. to do next. Mm. And I think the book provides that structure. Mm-hmm. And whether it's me or whether it's anybody, somebody else, you know, take your career seriously. Reach out to a specialist in this space.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.